The Washoe Board of County Commissioners has approved language for a ballot measure that would increase property taxes for Truckee River flood mitigation. Voters will decide in November. Our news director, Michelle Billman, spoke with Bob Conrad of This Is Reno to learn more.
Bob Conrad, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So first off, tell me what this ballot measure would do if ultimately approved by voters.
So the Truckee River Flood Project has been in need for increased funding to complete all of their flood projects. Basically, those projects are, everything from new bridges to ways they can enhance the stream banks to prevent flood damage and things like that. And basically, the Nevada State Legislature last session approved a committee that would then come back to the voters and recommend a ballot question. What that committee has come up with is basically a 3-cent tax per $100 of a property's assessed value.
And when commissioners were discussing this measure before they voted to approve it, what were some of the comments in favor of it?
The only comment in favor of it was basically that it was legislatively mandated that they had to approve this language once the committee generated it. Now, the key point, though, is it's not necessarily an endorsement of this particular ballot measure. It's basically an endorsement to push this language through to the voters. This is now in the hands of the voters to decide. The arguments against are that this is a countywide tax, and Washoe County is a huge county, extends all the way to the Oregon border, all the way to Lake Tahoe in California. The problem, though, is that this particular tax only relates to the Truckee River. So flooding in Lemon Valley, flooding in other parts of Washoe County will not benefit from this particular tax increase. So there was some really pointed comments about how this is not a very good idea.
And do we have a sense of, like, historically how similar ballot measures have done? Do voters tend to approve things like this?
This particular ballot measure was really modeled, according to some of the folks that I've talked to, after WC1, which you may remember from last session, was the ballot measure to basically go in to build buildings for new schools and capital improvements of existing facilities. So they really wanted it to be modeled after that ballot initiative. In that way, they had a committee that, you know, tried to find the best, most palpable way to generate fees from the standpoint of the voters, and they came up with this property tax idea. So it's really modeled after WC1.
Bob Conrad of This Is Reno, thank you.
Thank you.